This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Time for the Swain Event with your host, Jason Swain.
My man.
Real sports talk for the real sports fan.
All you chumps are going to bow when I whoop him.
It's time for the Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue.
Get into the house and a red flag.
Deep down the middle's got his man and he's gone. Jason Swain, touchdown.
What a day. What a day already. It's a beautiful day in East Tennessee. Swain Event fueled by Dead End Barbecue. Top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. 865-200-5402 is our telephone number. Brad Matthews, Charlie Burris in the building this morning. Oh my goodness. What a day, man. Just happy days on Rocky Top. Tennessee, SEC champions. Al Wilson goes up on the Jumbotron. We had many discussions about who should go up, and Al Wilson was my choice. I did not know, honestly, that Al Wilson was going to go up. I'm just going to be honest. I could sit here and say, yeah, I knew all along. No, I called it. Where's my credit? No, I didn't know. Where's I just thought credit? It just is pretty obvious Al Wilson, in my opinion, should be up there. I thought it was a no-brainer. Especially the 20 minutes that you can still go to SoundCloud at Swain Event and listen to his interview during the whole coaching search.
That interview gives you everything you need to know that Al Wilson is worthy of that spot.
I got to post it again, man. I got to post it again. I got to get to SoundCloud. I got to post that for the people because that thing was gold. Like, that was the best 20 minutes I've ever got a chance to listen to from a former player in my time doing this, man. It was unbelievable. Charlie, you did tell me how to get to it really, really fast on SoundCloud.com, but I'll figure it out.
It's that master's degree, man.
I know, man. Charlie gave me a little post-it notes and everything, man. I don't know what I did with it. All right, let's get to the B-Drive Waterproofing Hotline, and let's get to Andy. Andy, good morning.
Good morning, Jason and Charlie.
Good morning.
Well, I agree. I have a lot of respect for Al Wilson, especially after I met him that night at the reunion party. I learned a lot, and he really shows that he loves Tennessee and that he will always love and never forget. So, yeah, he deserves to be up there.
Yeah.
And another thing is, I was really glad to see the Tennessee men win the other night. And I'm ready for him to take it all the way.
All the way? What do you mean all the way?
Well, they haven't won it yet, have they?
Well, I mean, what's your definition of all the way, Andy? Are we talking...
to actually take the whole title.
Take the whole title. Are we talking SEC tournament title or...
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. See, I thought you were talking about take the whole enchilada. Take the whole damn thing, Andy. The whole tournament, the NCAA tournament, and be national champions.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay, okay. I mean, okay.
Going 100.
All right. Well, I'm talking about what you're talking about.
It'd be pretty awesome.
And I got another tattoo Saturday. It's not done yet.
Andy, you're becoming a thug, Andy. Andy, you're getting to thug status, Andy. All these tattoos. All right, what is it, Andy? What's your tattoo?
I ain't done.
No, Andy, what's your tattoo? Let us know what you got.
Well, I got a power T, but it's got like skin tears. And by the time it's done, it will look like somebody had literally will look like they have cut me open.
Oh, where is this tattoo?
It's on my right forearm, right above the Vols for Life.
Yep.
So by the time the arm's done, it will look like somebody has literally tore me open.
Hey, filled you with orange blood.
We don't know exactly what it's going to look like in the end, but Justin Page is really good. Now, my buddy TJ Laney, I have full respect for him and Ben Riggs, but these tattoos mean a lot.
They mean something.
And I can't wait to get them all done.
You should, hey, I got an idea.
What's up?
You should get a teardrop tattoo right next to your eye.
I could.
Yeah, and that can signify all the tough times, you know, being a Tennessee fan. And just, you know, you can just go back and just think about the tough times and be grateful for the good times. It's just a reminder. Now, Andy, this teardrop tattoo.
Be careful where you walk in.
People are going to be afraid of you when they see you, though, because they're going to think it's something else. But you and I will have an understanding that it's for a reminder to let you know to appreciate the good times. But the teardrop tattoo is when, you know, you think about moments like 41-0 to Georgia. Think about, you know, kicking a field goal, you know, fourth down and inches with Jalen Hurd on the sideline. You think about, you know, Florida, you know, 1 yard line passing the ball. You think about those times, and then it makes you appreciate the good times, Andy, like Battle of Bristol that's about it.
And
Battle of Bristol. So you just think about the good times, Andy. You should get a teardrop tattoo. All right. But instead of the teardrop, it could be like a itty bitty small power T.
Oh, that would be cool.
Yeah. Yeah. How about that, Andy? You like that, Andy?
Orange teardrop, maybe.
That's a good idea.
Andy. That's what I do, Andy. I just drop good ideas, man.
Just make sure you don't.
The one coming after this one, I cannot reveal it yet because nobody is ever, I don't think, going to come up with the idea that I have for this one. Now, it's going to be a smoky, but I can't reveal the tactful topic until I release it to the world.
Whoa.
Andy, but let's be known, it's going to be very, very out of the world.
Andy, you know what's going to happen, man? Eventually, your body is going to look like UT's football complex with all the graphics on the wall here soon. You're going to be a walking billboard for Tennessee football.
It's going to be something else.
I'm pumped, Andy. I'm pumped. I can't wait. I can't wait to see it, man.
I'll share it on Twitter, I guess.
At Swain Event.
The only way you can see it, I guess.
Hey, at Swain Event, you can email me. You know, Swain.
Okay, bud.
SwainEvent.com, man. Love to see it, man.
All right, brother.
All right, Andy. See you, man.
Easy. My only advice would be if he gets the orange teardrop, just make sure you don't go to prison, because that's going to send a message to other dudes in prison of things that...
No, you got to get... If you go to prison, you got to make sure you had a teardrop, because people might not mess with you.
Would it be a don't mess with you?
Don't make me go into Morgan Freeman, Shawshank, narrator mode. Because we know what happens.
And Andy.
Andy,
the Sweet of It caller, was a...
it just fits too well.
You know, I've heard... I got some family members that have done some time. I've heard that, you know, you guys... You can't go in there like a punk, man. You got to go in there... You know, you can't mess with anybody, but you got to let people know that you're not, you know, you just here to do your time. And so if you go in with a teardrop tattoo, you know, that would let them know that, hey, I'm not to be messed with in here. Kind of like the movie Life. You know, you got to go in, you know, hardcore, let people know. No, you can't have my damn cornbread. It's my cornbread. You got to get your own damn cornbread. That's how you got to go in. So, you know, That's the game plan I've heard about. I've never been. My record is clean.
Yeah, I you know, knock on wood, I've never been to prison, so I guess I don't totally know the image that that would set off, but I just know.
It was a really short stint.
I know what it stands for.
I tease.
Yeah.
I know what the teardrop stands for, and it puts off an image that if you don't stand by that image in real life, you could be in for some trouble, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. I've been to prison once. It was a field trip, by the way.
Okay. In that case,
it was a scare straight field trip.
I went my senior year of high school. Yeah, I went to prison.
Yes.
With what is it, like a law and order class? Like a.
Yeah, mine was a class.
Whatever that was. Criminal justice.
Mine was a different type of class.
But Aaron Hodgner takes me to prison 2 to 3 times a week, yeah. And that's all I need.
I wasn't ready for Andy's phone call.
Shout out to the Criminal Minds.
I wasn't ready for Andy's phone call. I wasn't ready to talk tattoos on Andy.
It just slipped up on us. But, hey, fine calls always from...
I wasn't being that sarcastic with Andy. I was about to teardrop, but...
don't get a teardrop.
Andy's not the only person that, you know, that has a tattoo for Tennessee. I mean, I have one. I got a power T. I know several of my teammates that, you know, get some type of tattoo to, you know, remember their time at Tennessee.
John
Kelly has one.
As far as the tattoos go, the only thing that I would request...
Don't Tyler Bray.
No. Don't do what Tyler Bray did. But
please don't.
Also, don't get the championship tattoo before you win the championship. There is a Titans fan. And if you listen to the show at length, you know I am a big Titans fan myself. There is a notorious Titans fan who for the last 2 years has gotten a tattoo that the Titans are the AFC champions. Have the Titans won the AFC championship the last 2 years? No, they have not.
Hey, even if you do bring home a championship, it could be taken away. Let's ask Rick Pitino.
Well, it's a little bit harder in the NFL, but...
Just saying.
If you're going to do it at the college level. Yeah, because Rick Pitino has a national championship tattoo on his back. And no national championship now in the eyes of the NCAA.
So if Tennessee gets to the Final Four, we getting a tattoo?
You can do it after the team accomplishes the thing.
No.
Absolutely do it afterwards. Don't do it before.
No, I'm asking you right now. Listen to me, everybody. If Tennessee makes it to the Final Four, will you get a tattoo?
No. I will never be getting a tattoo.
Why not, Brad? This is Tennessee basketball. You're not. Come on, man.
Well,
take a step out there.
Do.
Yeah.
I'm not tatting my body for life. I'm not putting ink into my skin for something I didn't participate in. I'm happy for them. I'm going to congratulate them. I want to celebrate with them.
I'll buy the T-shirt.
Once they graduate, I'll buy them dinner and maybe a beverage.
I thought you was a VFL, man.
Bro, I wear the hat almost every single day.
I thought you was a Vol fan.
But I'm not going to put orange in my skin.
I thought you were a real Vol fan.
So what? I got a real name on my chest so I know it's real? Come on. Where does the line stop?
This is about being a Vol fan. It never stops. There's never a line.
So what about if we get to that Final Four and it's everybody boycotts? How are you going to feel then as a Vol fan?
Still got there.
Still got my tattoo for something that didn't happen.
Yeah, still one of the
four
best teams in the country. Did something that never been done before. Come on, Brad.
I'll shake a pom-pom.
You shake a pom-pom?
Yeah. I'll buy the T-shirt. I'll buy the hat. I'll be excited.
I'll pay for one of my buddies to get a tattoo.
Well, me and
Yeah, yeah. I'll pay for someone else to get a tattoo, but there isn't currently a tattoo on me, and I don't plan on putting one on it.
How about this? How about if Tennessee basketball gets to a Final Four, we get Andy to get a tattoo for Tennessee basketball?
Only if we can design
it. It could be like a big bracket on his back.
That's just everything that Tennessee did in the tournament, every team they beat.
He would just... Just cross out all the teams that Tennessee beat and have Tennessee right there in the Final Four. Right there on Andy's back.
Sounds perfect.
I like that.
As far as I'm concerned, like I said, I'll pay for someone else's tattoo even.
All right, man. So you guys, you and Ben was doing some Brian Gumbel type work yesterday, man.
Some Gumbel to Gumbel.
Some Rick Riley type of work. Yesterday, reporting, you guys were at the Jumbotron site.
We, Ben and I, went down to the top of the G10 parking garage, posted up, and it was really perfect timing. We went down there to listen to Rick Barnes do his press conference at noon, and it just so happened we got there around 11, and between 11 and about 11:45, Butch Jones came down off the Jumbotron in spectacular fashion. And so we sat there, I periscoped the whole thing between me and Vin. We interviewed somebody who was walking by. We ended up on WATE last night. They came up and asked us to do a little spot with them.
Superstars. Blowing up.
And, yeah, it was a ton of fun. And, like, 9,000 people watched that live stream, so thank you. I don't know what exactly I was expecting, but not that.
You're blowing up, Charlie.
So I appreciate everyone who watched that and had kind words for us. I really appreciate it.
That's probably what took you so long to get here today, because it took you some extra time to get your head through the door.
Yeah,
of your house.
I couldn't fit it.
Your head's blown up.
A little too inflated.
Yeah, you're blown up, man. Why did it take so long to do that? It looked like it was pretty simple.
We talked
talked
about this at length while it was happening. Here's my theory as to why this took so long. I don't think that the crane was hard to get. I don't believe that. I think that was a PR thing that I think they just put out there, like, oh, we gotta get the crane, and there's a date that we have to clear out the walkway for a stadium that's empty every single day. No, that was an excuse. I think they had to get a sponsor for the picture. They had to keep the picture that was up there because it has a sponsor on it. Dish was paying for that to be up there. And then they got a sponsor for the Al Wilson picture. I think they had to do both of those things. Keep it up there and get a new one. And then design the new picture.
Design it?
And get it made. I mean, it did take a design element, because it was Al Wilson and it has the background is grayed out. It's simple.
And a picture that taken that far ago or that long ago is going to be pixelated.
We could have got that done at Kinko's, man.
But and it's an absolutely giant picture, so they had to get it made by the sign company that did all of this. And so my theory is, between all of that, having to get the sponsor, keep the picture up there because it's sponsored.
I agree with everything except for the Dish wanting to keep Butch's picture up there.
Like I said, it's my theory. Theory.
And I agree with all of it but that.
I could totally see Dish being like, all right, get it down. We don't want us associated with that. But otherwise... I think it was just the process of getting the new sign made and doing all of that and setting a date, getting workers there. It is a process, but I just think the whole, we had to get a crane and it was really tough and it's a whole deal.
What did you just say? It's a what?
It's a, what did I, what did I say?
So this is a process.
Sorry.
I'm just kidding.
My apologies.
It's all good.
But it is.
We have to put those words back into our vocabulary one step at a time, okay? So it doesn't trigger us. The jumbo pitcher is down now. We got Al Wilson up. So now we can incorporate those words that before 2013 we used every day. But between 13 and 2017, they were used in a different way. And the way they were used drove us crazy as Tennessee fans. So, like, resiliency and infallible and, like, process.
Back to our kneeling folks.
We can now incorporate those words back into our vocabulary. One step at a time, Charlie. Okay?
I think so.
This is the healing stage. All right? So it's okay, man. You can use it's a process. It's okay. It's all right, man.
We have to take the power out of those words that Butch Jones put into them.
We might have to hug it out, man, but it's okay. 865-200-5402. Tennessee getting more help with the staff, getting more graduate transfers. Good times here in Rocky Top, Tennessee basketball. A couple days off. Rick Barnes talked to the media yesterday. We'll talk about all that. Much more here on the Swain event. Trey Wallace will join us at 9 o'clock to join us for the third hour. I got a fun show planned for you today, so stay with the Swain event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue.
Hour one of the Swain event is brought to you by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are located conveniently off the Lover Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
Craving homemade flavors that don't take hours in the kitchen? Mrs. Grissom's cheese spreads and chicken salads are the perfect go-to. Ready-to-eat meals and snacks found in the meat or dairy section at the grocery store, with flavors of home in every bite. Whether you crave the classic Mrs. Grissom's pimento cheese or the gold gluten-free select cranberry pecan chicken salad, enjoy the sweet taste of a home-cooked meal in every container. Select the best. Select Mrs. Grissom's. Small town, like a small town.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. You pull over, step out of your car, and the next thing you know, you're being arrested for driving under the influence. Now, what do you do? We all should be responsible. But remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza at 865-540-8300. The investigative teams at the Garza Law Firm know the justice system inside and out. They utilize cutting-edge technologies and investigative methods to prepare your specific case. Before you plead guilty to any criminal charges, call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza. Put his number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty. Say Garza. 865-540-8300. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
Voted best barbecue in City View Magazine and a top 100 barbecue restaurant in the country, Dead End is a no-brainer when you are craving the smoky flavor of Quality Q. Dead End makes it easy to enjoy their fantastic menu with online ordering and local delivery with Valet Gourmet. That's right, you can have Dead End brought to you. Can't think of the spread for your next event? Get Dead End to cater it. Check them out online, deadendbbq.com. Dead End Barbecue, the search is over.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
More than 20 million Americans suffer from gallbladder disease, and if you're one of them, Premier Surgical Associates can help. Gallbladder removal is one of the most common and safe surgeries available, and Premier has experienced physicians who are trained in the latest techniques for diagnosing and surgically treating gallbladder disease. Don't keep putting up with the pain. Visit PremierSurgical.com right now to find out all the ways they can help you live a better life. Premier Surgical Associates, expertise you can trust.
Cryptology Escape Rooms in Pigeon Forge is the area's top-rated new attraction. With four unique escape room experiences to choose from, Cryptology has something for everyone. At Cryptology, you and your friends have 1 hour to solve the clues, riddles, and puzzles that lead to your escape. From first-timers to seasoned escape room pros, Cryptology has something for everyone. This is an experience you have to see to believe. Located on the Parkway in Pigeon Forge, Cryptology is a short trip from Knoxville. Come see for yourself why thousands of satisfied visitors have rated Cryptology the best escape room experience in East Tennessee. Cryptology is also a great place for corporate team building exercises or holiday outings. Visit CryptologyWithAK.us now or call 865-366-1796 for more information or to book your Cryptology experience. That's CryptologyWithAK.us or 865-366-1796.
If you need a better night's sleep, you have to visit Better Mattress. With six area locations in Maryville, Knoxville, and Oak Ridge, there is a Better Mattress near you. Locally and employee-owned with exclusive mattresses handcrafted in East Tennessee, there really is not another place like Better Mattress in town. Not only do they know what they're doing, they care about what they're doing. Better Mattress has a worry-free 100-night guarantee. Get started now. Visit BetterMattress.com. That's BEDRMattress.com and click on Mattress Prescription. Good night, just got better.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store. home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, Insipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's. Or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technician to see how we can get your phone working today.
As the weather grows colder, insects begin to become dormant. That does not mean that you don't need to safeguard your home from pests. Now is the perfect time to begin treatment to prevent issues in the spring. Let Southeast Termite and Pest Control handle all of your pest control needs. Southeast is locally and family owned and has been in business since 1971. They are a full service pest control company that includes mosquito treatments, bed bugs, fall invaders, spring issues, carpenter bees, etc. They even offer liquid termite treatments with the market's best termiticide. There are no salesmen to deal with. The technicians give the pricing and provide the service, and the owners are always available. So contact Southeast Termite and Pest Control at 865-925-3700 and online at southeasttermite.com.
Swain Event, welcome back. Fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. Today's special at Dead End Barbecue is their brisket dip, sliced brisket. You just dip it in the au jus, homemade, house-made. It is phenomenal. Smoked sliced brisket, the brisket au jus, Dead End Barbecue today. It's their special. So, a crane was the initial plan for what I was told, and the big old, what they call, like a window.
It looked like a window washer.
Washer.
Yeah.
That was the scaffolding. Second plan. The first plan was the crane, but it looked like the window washer was the best move from all along. It seemed like it happened pretty fast.
I'm going to be real with you guys. That's one job I could never do.
Nah,
man. I'm not going up there. Sorry about it. I watch a game from up there. But I'm not going to be like actively moving around, leaning over edges, railings. That would be horrifying.
Oh, my gosh.
That would not be you. Not be about that action.
It wouldn't be sweat going down my leg.
Yeah.
I don't do heights.
They needed a crane, but I don't think Beverly Davenport was just saying something just to say something. I don't think she was feeding us any BS here. They initially needed a crane, and the crane was not the big crane that was needed wasn't available at the time that they scheduled for the work to happen. And so they used the window washer as a secondary option, and it worked out. So I know there's a lot of jokes about that tweet that Beverly Davenport sent out saying the crane's on its way. But all that matters is that the photo is down now. This is part of the healing process. Will we continue to talk about what happened in the last 5 years? Yeah, we're going to talk about what happened. Just like we talked about what happened during the Dooley years. Just like we talked about what happened during the Kiffin years. Just like people talk about what happened during the Fulmer years and the Majors years. It's part of Sports Talk Radio. It's part of the conversation among Tennessee fans. Yeah, you talk about the past. The good and the bad. You do. You still talk about it. Because that's how you learn for the future. That's how you learn. You look at the mistakes you made in the past, and you try not to make the same mistakes moving forward. So, we will discuss it from time to time. But this is part of the healing process. I'm glad this is a step forward. And Al Wilson needed to be up there. Al Wilson needed to be up there. We understand. Peyton Manning, one of the best quarterbacks of all time, one of the best college football players of all time, one of the best Tennessee Volunteers of all time, almost won the Heisman, was this close. Peyton is everywhere. Peyton has a room in the complex. He has the locker room that's named after him.
Street.
He has a street. He has everything named after him. And he should. He's contributed a lot to the athletic program, the way he's carried himself post-Tennessee playing days. He's been great. He's been a phenomenal. But Peyton Manning is not the only former Vol that was great here. He's not. And it was very important that other great former Vols were highlighted and are highlighted. It's very important.
Because there's a good amount of them.
There's a lot.
There's plenty.
There's a lot. There's a large group of former players who wonder, why is Al Wilson not featured more? And that's not saying anyone's jealous of Peyton Manning, and you know, it's not like that at all. But Peyton's not the only great player. Just like Reggie White's not the only great player. Just like Doug Atkins is not the only great player. There's a lot of great players here, and an individual that helped you win a national championship. It's only right that the guy should be in the Jumbotron. From Tennessee, NFL player, and the only reason Al Wilson is not in the Pro Football Hall of Fame is because he got hurt early. That's the only reason. Never been in trouble. He carries himself the class with dignity. There's an award named after him for leadership that during the spring, the player that displays the best leadership qualities through the spring, he's awarded that award in front of thousands of people at the Orange and White game during halftime. Al Wilson was a legend. Al Wilson was a great. And if you can't put him in the Ring of Honor, and I know you can't because of the restrictions and the hoops you have to jump through and the qualifications, Al did not play a long time in the league, so that makes it a little difficult for him.
8 years not enough?
Yeah, but, you know, I have to pull up the qualifications.
I know you think it's enough. It's I know pretty we strict. Think it's enough.
It's pretty, I mean, it's strict.
The average tenure?
It's strict. It's strict qualifications, and if you laxed on one person, then you got to be lax on the next person, and the next person, the next person. So you got to keep those qualifications as strict as possible because this is Tennessee football. It is. When you have a program like Tennessee, a blue blood, one that's won as many games as we have, you can't put every great player up there because then you won't have any room. So I understand for the most part why the restrictions are strict as they are. I get it.
5 Pro Bowls in 8 years.
But, I know, but we talking about Al Wilson like Tennessee's won 20 national championships. We ain't won 20. We won a few. And Al Wilson was a big reason why we won the one in 98. If you could take a student athlete from high school and you can say, okay, this is the type of career I want you to have. If you can create a career, a 4-year career for a player, meaning the player could be from Tennessee. So he grew up maybe seeing Tennessee, being a Tennessee fan. He gets to school. He's a 4-year player. He's a captain. He wins a championship, and he's drafted in the first 2 rounds of the NFL draft. You can't create a better career than that. The only thing that would be better if a guy's a first overall pick. But you're from the state, you win a championship, you're a captain, and then you're a second-round pick. The only thing better would be a first-round pick. You couldn't create a better career, in my opinion.
I thought he was a first-round pick, 31st pick of the first round.
I don't think he was a first-round pick. I don't think so. I think he was a second-round pick.
My memory may be off. I thought Al Wilson was a first-round pick, 31st overall.
Yep, first round. That's right. 31st. You're right. And
that's just adding to the legacy.
Well, there it is. First-round pick.
I need to hear these qualifications.
He was picked 31st overall. It should have been picked higher.
Because it shouldn't be the case whenever Tennessee fans, my age, older, or your traditionalist age range, when they ask about Al Wilson, whatever happened to him? That is typically part of the conversation. Whatever happened to him? Did he get into something? Because you don't hear enough about Al Wilson.
He's kind of a private dude, it seems like. And that's another factor here. He doesn't do a lot of interviews because it was a big deal when he came on this show. Because he doesn't force himself out into that spotlight. He is a bit of a flashy guy when you actually see him in real life. But he just doesn't stick his neck out there in public and say, "Hey, here I am. Look at me. I'm on commercials and doing interviews all the time." He just doesn't. He made his money. He's living well. Living his best life, and you know
he doesn't have to be like that.
Exactly,
he's honored and respected around this campus, though, and I think a lot of Vol fans who are saying, echoing the same sentiment as we started this conversation with, you know, whatever happened to him? I feel like those questions would be answered if Tennessee, maybe whoever is the administration over the athletic department, the AD Fulmer, head coach Pruitt, getting him back involved somehow. Whatever he wants, if he's interested at all.
He said his number didn't change during the interview. He said his number did not change.
I think that's important. See,
Al has been in town to go to games, and people not know it. He's not going to announce it. He won't get on Twitter. We've been trying to get him on Twitter. Leonard Little and I been trying to get him on. Fred been trying to get Al Wilson on. He won't get on.
For someone who is so beloved.
He won't do it.
And I'm not trying to necessarily get him on social media. I just feel like he should be celebrated around these parts much more often than he is.
He won't get on.
And it's not just a Jumbotron picture for
me. There's so many fans that just want to tell him, "Thank you, man. Love you."
Yes.
And that's really the only reason I told him to get on, man. Hey, man, let the fans tell you they love you. I ain't doing it. I ain't getting on social media, man. Mm-mm. Y'all can have that. We can't do it. So he's not on social media. I've had him on the show two or three times since I've been doing the Swain event. And I have his phone number. I just know how he is. So unless it's something big, I don't even reach out. It has to be something big. I'll reach out to him. But Daniel Brooks was my college roommate. And Daniel was from Jackson, Tennessee. Daniel was supposed to be the next Al Wilson. And so Al was like Daniel's big brother. I mean, his real big brother. And so when Daniel passed away, that's why Al Wilson spoke at the funeral, along with some other folks. But I got a cousin. I got some family in Jackson, Tennessee. And so I got a cousin that was backyard neighbors. So their backyards touched when Al was growing up. So when Al was a youngster, he was back there boxing. Because remember, Al used to be a really good boxer at a young age, amateur boxer. Like if he wasn't playing football, he probably would have been like Mike Tyson or somebody. But I have a cousin that was backyard neighbors with Al Wilson. So there's a lot of connections. And You don't make dudes like that. Guys like that don't come around often. That is a once in a quarter century type of player, to be honest.
Let's celebrate him as such.
Oh, yeah. We are now.
Like I said, a Jumbotron picture doesn't do it
justice
for me.
Well, it's better than...
And it's one thing if he's saying no, but I don't think that's happening.
It's a step, man. There you go. It's a step in the right direction.
Somebody, big swaff on Twitter, did send us the qualifications for being honored by Tennessee as Al Wilson, as we wish Al Wilson would be, but here they are. They are tough.
You're going to have...
inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame, as which he probably should be. I guess he's probably not yet, but
SEC Player of the Year, First Team All-American, Heisman Trophy winner, winner of either the Sullivan Award, Draddy Award, or SEC Athlete of the Year. You have to have three of those.
Yeah.
And three of these. Inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. NFL Offensive or Defensive MVP at least once. At least five Pro Bowl selections. Which, what is...
He's got that.
Yeah, he does. Okay, he does have that one.
Let me stop you. You got to have either a certain number of the college specifications, requirements, or the NFL.
This says and.
UT Sports, it's you can have a certain number out of, like, three out of the five or whatever from college, and then you can get in just based on what you do in the NFL. So we talked about this a couple weeks ago.
And yeah, I remember.
Yeah, so...
Okay.
Remember when we were talking about Jason Witten and how if Jason Witten is all-time leader in receptions as a tight end, he would be in the Ring of Honor.
Because that's one of the qualifications, on his major single season or career statistical record.
Yes, that. He's been a Pro Bowl many times. So Witten is well on his way to having his jersey retired based on what he's done in the NFL. I'm going to go to UT Sports. Because you can get there what you did in college, or you can get there from what you did in the NFL. But Al Wilson, I had this conversation with someone. He's really close, and I think the College Football Hall of Fame can get him closer, him being inducted. And he was just inducted into the Tennessee Hall of Fame. There's no reason why he shouldn't be inducted into the National College Football Hall of Fame. There's no reason. So that should be coming down any year. But I'll take a break. We'll go to the research team. You know, everybody that department back there in the back.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that big old department, huge department. I mean, it's like hundreds of people. We'll talk to them, and we'll come back and make sure that we give you the real qualifications from NFL and college. Swain Event, stay with us.
Brought to you by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are located conveniently off the Lover Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
Charlie Burris here. If you ever see me wearing a cool Tennessee-themed t-shirt on the show or out around town, I can tell you, it came from nothing too fancy. These guys have the most awesome vintage-style men's and women's t-shirt designs for all ages. From the TriStar to Sunsphere to Norris Lake, they have apparel for everything that you love about East Tennessee. And they don't just have t-shirts either. They also have blankets, glassware, koozies, stickers, and more. Find all of the incredible stuff that Nothing Too Fancy has to offer at 435 Union Avenue in downtown Knoxville or at nothingtoofancy.com. You'll love it. I promise everyone will be asking you where you got that cool t-shirt from. Again, it's Nothing Too Fancy, 435 Union Avenue in downtown Knoxville or nothingtoofancy.com.
No one will be selling pre-owned vehicles for less this month than Beatty Chevrolet. Find massive pre-owned savings on over 250 vehicles. Chevys, Toyotas, Hondas, Fords, Nissans, Jeeps, Subarus, and more. Save up to 50% off original MSRP. 50% off. Like this pre-owned 16 Chevy Malibu, now $13,995. And a pre-owned 14 Hyundai Santa Fe, $15,995. Plus, buy with confidence with the Beatty Warranty for Life.
New Santa Fe, stock number P62279A. Now, loose stock number P6311. Plus tax, taxes, subject to prior sales, savings, and food on manufacturer, dealer, incentives, and rebates. Not all buyers will qualify with a preferred CD. For details.
Want a custom-themed tumbler, bottle, or koozie to show off your team spirit the way you want to? Look no further than Game Time Sidekicks. Every design has you, the fan, in mind. All of their tumblers, bottles, and koozies are double-walled, vacuum-insulated stainless steel, and their quality is second to none in the tumbler market. Game Time Sidekicks offers full-color tumblers with many different logo options, so fans will have something they are proud to carry around. With the holidays right around the corner, a Game Time Sidekicks product makes the perfect gift. Use promo code SWAIN at checkout to get 20% off your entire purchase at GameTimeSidekicks.com. They also offer $5 flat rate shipping. Be sure to check out the Game Time Workshop on the website and customize your tumbler. Carry your team with Game Time Sidekick.
Gentlemen, when it comes to health and quality of life, there are numbers every man needs to know, including our testosterone number. I recommend going to Low T Center. They make it quick and easy to get your levels checked, and it's covered by most health insurance, with results in about 20 minutes. Low T levels can make you feel tired and grumpy. It can raise your cholesterol, cause weight gain and loss of muscle mass. Low T Center's physicians specialize in treating low T in men. Listen to me here. They know men's health and are reinventing men's health care. Call 865-392-1388 or go to lowtcenter.com. At some point in your life, you're going to need an attorney. You need a guy like Jerrica Steele with the law firm of Butler, Vines, and Babb. Jerrica Steele is East Tennessee born, and he understands what giving his all truly means. To Jarrett, every case is big and every client is important. He will aggressively push your case to make sure you are quickly paid every dollar that you deserve. Give Jared Castillo a call, 865-244-3933, and talk with him directly. His office is located at 2701 Kingston Pike. So if you've been injured in a car wreck, let Jared Castillo and Butler, Vines, and Babb fight for you.
Hey, Annie, you're the spokesperson for Toyota Knoxville, right?
That's right.
Why should I buy from Toyota Knoxville?
Are you looking for new or used vehicles?
Does it matter?
No, because Toyota Knoxville has over 390 new Toyotas on the ground and over 350 pre-owned vehicles available to choose from.
Okay, so big selection.
And a lifetime warranty at no charge on all new and select pre-owned vehicles.
A lifetime warranty.
A non-factory limited lifetime powertrain warranty with unlimited miles. Plus 30 years of experience in Knoxville, not just serving our customers, serving our community.
And the buying experience?
Hello, it's Toyota Knoxville. Read the reviews. Talk to anybody that's been there.
Okay, okay. Where am I going?
Toyota Knoxville is at I-40 and the Lover Road exit. Go to Parkside Drive. You can't miss it.
Can I tell them Annie sent me?
I wish you would. If you're passionate about the car you drive, come meet the people that are passionate about the way they sell at Toyota Knoxville. ToyotaKnoxville.com.
Warranty good at participating dealers.
Alcoatin Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong.
Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union has helped people save money for almost 80 years. Whether it's free checking, financing a vehicle, or purchasing that new home, Alcoa 10 is here to help you. Better rates, better service. Check them out at atfcu.com.
Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong.
Member NCUA.
Senior Home Assistance is East Tennessee's largest in-home care provider, and they're still growing. Right now, Senior Home Assistance is hiring full-time and part-time employees. If you or someone you know is looking for a rewarding career that changes people's lives, call Senior Home Assistance today. Our staff of compassionate providers help senior citizens and those with injuries or disabilities live in the comfort of their own home while providing families the comfort of knowing their loved one is well cared for. Senior Home Assistance has many openings right now. Call 865-769-4170 today or visit www.seniorhomeassistance.com for more information. That's 865-769-4170 or www.seniorhomeassistance.com. Senior Home Assistance is an equal opportunity employer.
There is a 60% chance of showers today, mainly before 11. Cloudy through mid-morning, then gradually clearing with a high near 62 and a low around 35. A 30% chance of snow tomorrow, then a chance of rain. Partly sunny with a high near 44 and a low around 27. Partly sunny Thursday with a high near 42. Weather on the Swain event is brought to you by B-Dry. If your basement is wet or cracked, B-Dry can help. B-Dry.com.
All right, Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. Let's get to Turkey Man. Turkey Man, good morning.
Good morning, individuals.
Good morning, individual.
Yesterday I was going up the road there and didn't have much time to talk, and I was listening to Andy though this morning and tattoos, and I just don't know, man. I thought about it every once in a while. I get to thinking, boy, I kind of like to have one. But me and Needles just don't hardly get along. And then I got to thinking about, well, it's kind of like that billboard, Jumbotron. If you make a mistake, you don't want to get it down. I mean, how you get it down, how you get it off, and it gets confusing. But I've got a question for you here, and I really need some advice.
Okay.
Okay. When I first got on Twitter, and you guys, TC, you know, he took me to the game, and I got to go to you know, do the tailgating and meeting everybody and all that. He gave me a present, and it's kind of like, I've never had this happen, but I hear people get a picture of some kind of a painting or something and want to hang it over the fireplace, and it's not really pretty. Well, he gave me this present. Because he gave it to me, I don't know what to do with it. He gave me a signed football of Butch Jones, and I don't know, you know, I kind of put it in a corner. I kind of want to get rid of it, but I don't, because my man gave it to me. And can you understand what I'm saying here?
Yeah, Steve, I don't know what you're going to do with that.
You ever been in that situation?
Yeah, I don't know what you're going to do with that football. Maybe you can use it for a tailgate.
Well, I mean, I was just thinking, there's a lot of people out there probably in the same situation I'm in.
Yeah, they got signed stuff.
It's kind of like the billboard, kind of like that, but because it's got sentimental and not rambling or anything here, but it's kind of like a tattoo. If you don't get the right thing, you know, you're going to get it off. So that's my thought process in this. And I think it may be why Brad's saying I'm not getting a tattoo. I guess we just need to have the one that we think of me. We ain't taking that one off.
Well,
you know,
well, Turkey Man, I think having a football signed by Butch is a little different than a tattoo. I mean, you can really just throw the football away.
Man, I think he could put it up in the tree stand. Whenever he needs a nice little chuckle, he's out there hunting. He just looks over at that ball. He thinks of TC, thinks of Butch, but it's not like something he's got to take home. It's something he just sees occasionally. Maybe a tree stand, wherever you go hunting. I don't know, Turkey Man. It's an idea.
Yeah, I don't know about that. We'll have to get back to Turkey Man on that one. So during the break, we took a look at Al Wilson's accomplishments, high school and college and the pros. And so the qualifications or the requirements needed to have your jersey retired in Tennessee. Charlie, you had it pulled up there.
Yep. Here we go. So this is from an actual document from 2005 that is the criteria for modern retirement of Tennessee football numbers, and it is exactly what I said. It's you have to have three of induction into College Football Hall of Fame, Southeastern Conference Player of the Year, Consensus All-American, Heisman Trophy winner, have won a general athletic, academic, or non-position specific award.
So three out of the five.
And you have to have three of those.
Three out of the five, yeah.
And as it reads, it says candidates must have also achieved three of the following four professional distinctions: NFL Hall of Fame, NFL Offensive or Defensive MVP, Pro Bowl status in five seasons minimum.
Got that.
Holder of a major career or season statistical record.
So NFL may be tough because he has the five Pro Bowls. He does not have the offensive defensive MVP. I don't know if he's going to be inducted into the NFL Hall of Fame. And then the holder of a major career or season statistical record, that's going to be tough, too, to pass the NFL.
I don't think he was in the NFL long enough, really.
Yeah.
He was in there, eight, 9 years, but...
Yeah, got to the Pro Bowl five.
Yeah.
I mean...
In 8 years.
He had a short career, yeah, like...
He had a great career, but...
Yeah, he had a short career like Patrick Willis. I mean, Patrick Willis had a short career, but he went to the Pro Bowl, like, in, what, I want to say 80 or 90% of his career.
One season.
Yeah, he went to the Pro Bowl, so... Will that get him in? Go back to the college distinctions. Charlie, let's see here. Consensus All-American, yes. Induction into the National Football Hall of Fame, that should happen.
Not yet,
but I think it should happen. Here's the problem with the college distinctions is that I don't think he was SEC Player of the Year. He was All-SEC, a two-time All-SEC member. He was not a Heisman Trophy winner. And here's another problem. He did not win, like, a position-specific award. So, in 1998, the Buckus Award winner was Chris Claiborne, who went to USC.
Well, this actually says they have to have won one of the following general athletic, academic, or non-position-specific awards, which specifically includes the Sullivan Award, SEC Athlete of the Year in All Sports, or the Dratty Award. So these are general.
Yeah, I don't think he got that either.
Like almost national Player of the Year awards.
Yeah, he didn't get those. Because the Dratty Award is for like academic achievement.
Yes.
Okay.
And who won the year before Claiborne?
The year after Claiborne, that was LeVar Arrington.
Ooh.
That was when I think Al was already gone. So I want to make sure we go to the UT Sports and go directly to the source and read from there. So Al Wilson's going to be a little bit short. It's going to be a little bit short, just from those requirements listed. But his picture's on Jumbotron. And
see, Rhea,
that's good. That's all that matters.
Reggie White does have all those. Unanimous All-American, First Team All-SEC, SEC Player of the Year, College Football Hall of Fame.
Yep.
He was a Pro Bowler more than 13 times. He was a Pro Bowler. Two-time NFL Defensive Player of the Year.
He was a beast.
God, he was just a monster, man. So he does have all of those qualifications. He's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame also at this time.
Yeah. So
that's why it's such an incredible distinction, is because you have to be a guy that we look at and we just say, like, oh god, what an absolute monster that guy was.
That's what I think of when I look at Al Wilson on tape, on film, in person, wherever.
I do too, but
he is a beast, he is a freak, he is a leader of men.
I don't know that I think of him in the same stratosphere as Reggie White, though. Al Wilson is like one level below Reggie White. Reggie White is in transcendent, you know, kind of once in pick your amount of years kind of player. And Al Wilson is so special and special to this university, and an incredible player and an incredible person. But, I mean, Reggie White was the dude.
I'm not trying to compare those two.
I make a distinction, and I don't want to take anything away from Al Wilson. He's incredible. But Reggie White was just in a league of his own. So, but, God, that's... Purposefully, those qualifications are tough, and I think that's good because it does make it such a special distinction. But, yeah, there you go. I'm not getting my jersey retired anytime soon.
No. Most most people that play Tennessee won't, man. With those.
Almost everyone that plays Tennessee won't. Yeah.
But I'm with you, though, Brad. When I think of, like, upper echelon of Tennessee football players, man, I do think about Wilson.
There's few people that go up there with him.
But wow, man. What Reggie White was able to do.
Special.
He should have 91 and 93 retired. Don't even get close to 92. Don't even get close to it. All the 90s retired.
Just 90 to 100 is retired.
Wow, man. What a career. Swain Event, Hour 2, coming up.